From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. lawmakers got a rare opportunity to pose questions to the president's national security team and learn about the broad range of options to remove the threat from North Korea on Wednesday. Democratic Senator Chris Coons, a member of the Foreign Relations Committee, attended the briefing at the White House.
I was reassured that the Trump administration, Secretary Tillerson and others are consulting all of our allies in the region and China to reduce the likelihood of a miscalculation and misunderstanding. Given the unpredictability of the North Korean regime, though, this is certainly an unsettling situation.
Trump and U.S. officials have repeatedly said all options remain on the table to deal with further North Korean provocations. Meanwhile, a U.S. Navy strike force led by the aircraft carrier USS Carl Vinson is approaching the east coast of the Korean Peninsula as an additional show of force to North Korea. South Korea's defense ministry said on Thursday key components of the U.S. missile defense system known as THAAD, the Terminal High Altitude Area Defense, have been installed and the system already has a capability of being deployed anywhere. A spokesman for the South Korean Defense Ministry said the installment of the THAAD battery on Wednesday was done in light of the escalating tensions with North Korea. Still, some in South Korea held protests this week as the THAAD battery arrived amid rumors the system's radar may pose a health hazard. Seoul caused the worries groundless. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That's voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. After reports that President Trump was considering an executive order to withdraw the United States from the North American Free Trade Agreement, the White House said Wednesday Trump agreed not to take such action after phone calls with the leaders of Canada and Mexico. Since launching his bid for president, Trump has repeatedly criticized NAFTA, saying the agreement allowed many U.S. jobs to shift to Mexico. Many Mexican officials complain NAFTA has brought slow economic growth despite increased investment in factories and industry. Venezuela announced late Wednesday it would leave the Organization of American States after the regional body voted to hold a special session to discuss the country's political crisis. Venezuela says it will present a letter of complaint Thursday that would kick off the two-year withdrawal process. Earlier this month, an OSA resolution called on the government of President Nicolas Maduro to respect the separation of powers and fully restore democratic order. A massive explosion in Syria early Thursday hit near the Damascus International Airport, resulting in a fire and questions about its cause. Lebanon's pro-Hezbollah Al-Manar television said the explosion was the result of airstrikes by Israeli warplanes. Reuters reports an Israeli spokesperson declined to comment on the reports of Israeli involvement. So far, there have been no immediate reports of casualties. Scientists have developed a compound that both cured and prevented malaria in animals. They say the experimental drug is even effective against resistant strains of the mosquito-borne parasite. VOA's Jessica Berman has more in this report.
If the experimental drug is effective in humans, it could be a huge breakthrough in the treatment and prevention of malaria, a disease that strikes an estimated 200 million people each year. The parasitic illness is responsible for about 425,000 deaths annually, most of them children in sub-Saharan Africa. Scientists say the compound, called MMV-048, blocks the parasite across its multiple life stages, interrupting the infection cycle and potentially curing the disease in humans.
That was Jessica Berman reporting. And South African Gift Ngope became the first person born on the African continent to appear in a Major League Baseball game here in the U.S., making his debut with the Pittsburgh Pirates Wednesday night. The 27-year-old infielder also got his first major league hit after the game, and Ngope described his accomplishment as a pretty awesome feeling. The Pirates went on to win 6-5 over the defending champion Chicago Cubs. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.